Tickets went on sale yesterday and today. I was just wondering how many tickets were available for the dinner portion and for the entertainment, and how was this number decided?
So there were just over 350 tickets sold for dinner, and there was 2,000 entertainment tickets put online. The numbers were decided based on last year, the demand that we know for students, to make sure that, you know, as a not-for-profit event, that the right amount was made, regarding the basic sort of provisions of the actual facilities at the place.
Do you think it was right to offer tickets to non-University of Nottingham students when some of our own students struggled to get tickets?
I think it's difficult, because I think students have a right to feel like, you know, they should be against graduation ball, but as a students' union, we have to act on what we've been told from last year. And people wanted the plus one option last year. They said it was something they really wanted to do. And, you know, putting this grad ball committee together, making it all student run, student sort of focused this year, we wanted to do what students wanted. And unfortunately, you know, there are some things that apparently change over the year. But we did it on the feedback from last year to try and make sure that, you know, what our students wanted to see changed was changed, and that was one of the things.
I was one of the students who was queuing from 4 a.m. yesterday to get my dinner ticket, and I was actually successful. But it came at a time when a lot of people were very stressed with obviously dissertation handing and essay deadlines. So would you put in a different system next year to make sure that they didn't have to go through the stress?
I don't think we can predict how popular dinner tickets are going to be. Last year they didn't sell out, this year they did. I think part of the reason for that is, you know, it is this new graduation ball that we've devised a much better package, and therefore it's drummed up more interest. In terms of when they are, I think, granted, you know, the summer term is busy. We purposely put it outside of the time of lectures to not, you know, make sure it wasn't getting in the way of seminars. So, you know, all students were able to queue for the ticket if they, you know, could get up in time almost. But it was unfortunate that the demand was so high that people were queuing like yourself from 4 a.m. We can't predict that year on year. I mean, we planned this 6 months in advance. Putting them on sale at 8 seemed fair to us because it made sure all students were able to be there at that time. And the queues are out of our control.
Okay, and finally, the grad ball page at the moment on Facebook is getting a lot of hate from students, a lot of people very angry. So how is the Students' Union dealing with these comments, and do you think they've raised any points about what can be improved for the future?
I think what's great is that, you know, it's very clear that more people want tickets to the ball, which we haven't had before. It's sold out in record time, which is fantastic. It means that actually, you know, we're doing the right thing here. I don't think every student is entitled to a ticket for graduation ball. I think a lot of students believe they are, but if the Students' Union, you know, runs a graduation ball, which isn't done for profit, it's done to provide the opportunity for students to sign off an incredible time at university, there are always going to be constraints that there's only going to be a certain amount of tickets. Unfortunately or fortunately, the demand was so high this year that the 2,400 that we did put on sale went really quickly. So I think that we can learn in the same way that we made changes this year from last year. I think that next year they'll try and make changes from this year based on feedback. But the positive thing for us is the reaction to the changes we have made have sparked a massive, massive interest in the tickets. Therefore, I think we're doing things right by the students at the moment. And when you get students running something student-focused for students, there are going to be some things that are a bit hit and miss and don't pay off. And potentially, you know, the plus one, something like that, I was obviously got a lot of negative feedback, might be one of those things. But I think it's a shame that, you know, this negative cloud of things has actually surrounded a massively positive thing for the union to have students running a graduation ball but sold out in record time, with, you know, the promises of a lot more amazing things on the way.